The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Bear Sourine, who is the founder of Bear Medicine Dot Earth, which is a provider of chaga and mumio extracts. And Bear, how are you doing today?
Thank you very much, Matt. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. It's great to have you here, and I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. Before we start talking about Bear Medicine, let's start at the top for our listeners who might not be familiar with what chaga and mumio extracts are. So if you can tell us more about that, that'd be great.
Okay, very quickly, I'm happy to give you an intro into chaga and mumio. So chaga is a mushroom which actually mainly grows on the birch tree in the very north of the northern hemisphere on the planet. It's known to be grown in the north of Canada, in the northeast of the US, in Scandinavia, and the biggest supplies are coming from Siberia. That's a chaga mushroom, and it's known for its fantastic health benefits for many, many, many thousand years. And mumio is also known as gilashit or shilashit, and this is a fossilized tar which derives from bee combs and honey a few million years old, and you mine it in caves and canyons in the very high altitudes of the Altai Mountains in Siberia, and it's also found in the Himalayan range, known for many, many thousand years for its health benefits.
Yeah, that's great. I know before we hit the record button, you and I were talking about chaga. And as I mentioned, you know, I'm based out of Vermont in the United States, and chaga is really, really taking off in terms of popularity. And it's awesome. I love it. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about the specific health benefits, anti-inflammatory, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff. So chaga is known, it was administered for many thousand years, as I said before, from medicine people, medicine men, shamans, and healers all around the world. Again, on the northern hemisphere, it's not very known, obviously, in the lack of growing the birch tree in the southern hemisphere. So one of the key things of chaga is it is the highest source of antioxidants on the planet known to man. So just to give you an idea, it has an ORAC value of 146,000. So ORAC value is the scientific measurement scale where you measure the amount of antioxidants. So the chaga is 146,000, when the next best one, which is wolfberry, and afterwards we have acai berry, we have cocoa, and so on. But wolfberry, second best one, only got 41,000. Chaga again, 146,000. So it's like jaw-dropping amount of antioxidants, source of antioxidants. And if we know that we are surrounded by antioxidants all day, not just by poison in the food, by chemtrails, by smog, by electrosmog, EMF radiation. So that's where we need antioxidants in our body. The second thing of chaga, it is the highest natural source of SOD. SOD is a very important anti-cancer enzyme for humans, and the chaga got 13 times more of SOD than the second best mushroom. Chaga, funnily enough, also has 30% human-like DNA. That means when the chaga goes into the body, it feels kind of a home environment, and so to speak, it knows where to go and where to work on.
Wow. I didn't realize that last part. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. That's incredible stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's scientifically approved that chaga destroys cancerous liver, lung, and colon cells. There have been scientific studies from the Boston University some years ago. I have it published on the Bear Medicine website too. And so it's known for its help when you are fighting with cancer issues, whether you are going through the chemotherapy or not, whether you have whatever kind of treatment, it is a very good additional, let's say, remedy to enhance the body And it's, you know, the body is very busy when fighting with these difficult diseases, and chaga is known to help a lot with that. Yeah, so practically, you know, chaga has many, many, many more, is known and was administered, as I said, for thousands of years for many, many more things, for respiratory issues, for issues with the skin. When we are looking into the signature medicine, if people are not familiar what it is, signature medicine means if you have a disease on the body or a health issue, and the health issue or the disease looks like same than the medicine. So, for example, walnuts are very good for brain disease. And so the chaga, which when grown on a birch tree, looks a little bit like a little skin cancer. Like I always say, it looks like a little panda bear who crawls up a tree. And so it is known for its benefits with the skin disease, especially with melanomas, because chaga contains a very, very big amount of melanin, and that's what is needed when having melanomas.
Great stuff.
Yeah. So as I said before, mumio is a black tar, which is a fossilized honey, comes and from ancient bee populations who lived a few million years ago. And what it does, actually, it is known and scientifically approved from the Russian Scientific Society. They did lots of studies in the 70s and in the 80s, and it's known to be the highest natural immune booster known to man. So practically, wow, with this bear medicine, what we have is we have the highest antioxidant known to man in combination with the highest immune booster known to man in one remedy. And that's kind of genius thing, I would say, because it really is a very complete product.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, you hit all sides of the spectrum. So how long has bear medicine been around?
Oh, bear medicine actually started, I personally started when the chaga came into my life. That was in 2007. And in 2010, I started with bear medicine. And so we have been developing the processing techniques, and we have a quality which is absolutely unique worldwide. We have the so-called multi-super extract, which is a multi-extract. And the last phase of extraction is a freeze-dry extraction, which is the most complex and also most expensive way of getting to all the beneficial health components. And to my knowledge, and I know the chaga world really from China to Canada and all around the world, we are the only one offering that kind of super extract quality. And what is so important in that is that chaga comes in different forms. The most simple form is when you just have the mushroom itself and you cut out chunks and you just brew it in hot water and cook a tea out of it and then drink the brown tea.
Yes, it's I've done that. Very that's what I actually do here in Vermont. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And then the second one is you would just cut chunks and then put it to a coffee grinder at home and make yourself a powder. And that's what you find in most, like 95% of the chaga sold worldwide is a rather primitive chaga powder, which if properly used and if the sellers would tell the cooker what to do properly, then it's not a bad thing because you cook a tea out of it and you get some more chromogenic complex. I will explain chromogenic complex in a minute. That's the most important thing of the chaga. That's why you have the chaga. That's why you want to take it. And that's what you want to pay your money for. It's about the number, the percentage of the chromogenic complex. The chromogenic complex is the amount of how many health components in percent are contained in the chaga mushroom. Or in, not in the mushroom, in the product you're about to consume, not in the mushroom, but in like in the tea or the powder or the extract. And so we have to know, which the whole world hides, and because people just simply don't know it, and some people hide it, the whole, let's say, chaga industry hides it, that there are two base qualities of chaga. It's the artificial grown chaga and the wild harvested chaga or the wild grown chaga.
Yeah.
We at Bear Medicine use only wild-grown chaga from Siberia. And Siberia is known to have the best quality of chaga because chaga loves it if there is a minus 20 to minus 30 Celsius, but it's approximately the same in Fahrenheit during the winter and quite warm summers. Let's say summers goes up in the plus 75, 80, 90, which happens in Siberia. And in the winter, the extreme cold, that's the best thing to nourish the chaga. And when the chaga grows on the birch tree, it grows there for around 20 to 25 years. Then we take it from the tree. And some people ask me, is there enough chaga? And do you hurt the tree or do you kill the tree if you take the chaga? So first of all, just to get an idea, the birch tree forest, we are harvesting our chaga, has a size of the entire landmass of the US and Europe together. That's only one birch forest. So if you look on the world map and you look Siberia and you look the dimensions of Siberia, it's just gigantic. It's absolutely gigantic. And the other thing is, what people have to know is that the moment chaga grows on the birch tree, it is obviously only by free will of the birch tree to go into that union with the chaga. So if the birch tree wouldn't allow the chaga to grow, the chaga could not grow. We know this from shamans from Siberia, from many thousands of years of knowledge which has been passed down. And that means that the birch tree will die after 20 years. Because the chaga is kind of, it is not, but just for a better understanding, it's kind of a cancer to the tree. And that means that after 20 years, the tree is going to die. But obviously, new trees grow, and it's such an endless area. It's just, it's enormous. And this compared to artificially grown chaga, so there are several ways of grow our chaga artificially. So either one way is to inject a tree, and then people who grow artificial chaga, they take it off normally between 5 to 7 years. And now here comes the big thing, which every consumer has to know. Any chaga product sold on the market, which derives from artificial grown mushroom, has no, meaning 0% chromogenic complex, meaning 0% health components.
Wow.
So however much money you spend on that, you spend it for nothing, really, literally nothing. Whether 100 grams is $5 or $10 or $15 or $3, it's money literally thrown out the window. So now let's quickly run for a minute into the different qualities of chaga. Let's assume you have wild grown chaga and you harvest it, as you said, in Vermont. You get it from a friend or you harvest it yourself from the tree. You go home and cook some tea. You have around 12 to 15% chromogenic complex in that so-called simple water extraction. A water extraction is nothing else that you extract through cooking something out of a product, like it can be plants, or in that case, it's the mushroom.
Yep.
And then you get about 12 to 15% chromogenic complex. So 12 to 15% healing components you can access through that way of extracting. The second way is if you grind the chaga to a very, very, very fine powder and then extract it again with water, you get up to 20% chromogenic complex. And that's the powder which is sold as chaga powder in the shops. So chaga powder is about three times less expensive than extracts, because obviously there is more than three times less healing components, and you also need with the powder you need much higher servings. So with my product you need 1/4 of a teaspoon, when the normal serving of a powder is 1 to 2 full teaspoons. So it's between 4 to 8 times more you need.
Wow.
So at the bottom line, the price even for an extract is much cheaper, because unfortunately there is so much hidden in the industry, and obviously consumers cannot know. And so if we go into the extracts, we have the simple water extraction, which I explained already, where you would access at the max 20% chromogenic complex. If you go to the next industrial production, industrial doesn't mean big factories who put chemicals in there, whatever. As far as I know, I have not come across a chaga product where we could sense some chemicals in there or whatsoever. But let's say if it's a manufactured product in a plant, in a laboratory, then the next step would be the alcohol extraction. It's extracted by alcohol. And this is the first process which you would then say and call it's the chaga extract. And this extract is a very fine powder, dissolves. The difference between the powder and the extract, you can see as a consumer very simply. You put the powder into a glass of cold water, you stir it, and you wait for half an hour. Then you will see that when it's just the powder, that the water becomes clear again and all the powder sits on the ground. While when you have an extract, it immediately dissolves in the water and it will stay there for 10, 12, 15 hours. I mean, even for days. And it will stay like the brown water. And with a alcohol extraction, you would probably access 40% of the healing components. And that's probably 40 to 45%. Now, with our extraction method, which is a water extraction at the first the grinding, then the water extraction, and afterwards we're doing the freeze-dry extraction, we arrive at the absolutely unique 60% of chromogenic complex. And again, this is what you want to spend your money for, because you are taking the chaga because you want to take it, because it gives you something. It helps you. I mean, nonetheless, it is by FDA and by European Union, it's classified as a dietary supplement. However, by codes of the World Health Organization, already since the 80s, it is classified as a healing mushroom. Obviously, you want to have the maximum of chromogenic complex, the maximum access to healing components in the product you're about to consume.
That's great.
And Therefore, the extracts are much, much more expensive. I mean, 3 to 4 times more expensive than the powder. But we have to know that 90% of the powder is nothing else than sawdust.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Bear, I've never heard you've educated me tremendously on this. And this is fascinating, especially since I think chaga is awesome. And another awesome thing I noticed from your website is that for each purchase, you make a donation to the Bodhicitta Foundation. So tell us about this donation process and why this organization is important to you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Yes. So first of all, I'm walking my spiritual path myself, and I'm a Buddhist practitioner. And I have a dear friend. She's an Australian nun by the name of Aya Yeshe. And she just reached, like, I think 15 years ago, to the poorest regions of India as a Buddhist nun, with her daily practice to bring poor children and abundant women with children or without children from the streets and give them food, give them meals, shelter, and education. And over the years, she has found the Bodhicitta Foundation, and it became quite a beautifully nice big foundation. And why I decided to do that is because I know Aya Yeshe myself, and she is the founder, and she is on hands every day. And it's not 1 cent donated is going to some intermediary organization or to some, you know, intermediary office or whatever. It's going one-to-one through her hands to the people who are in need, and she makes amazing things. And let me tell you this, we are donating, that's new from today on. I don't know if you have seen it on the website, because I think probably you have been there yesterday, but from today on, we are donating for each purchase on our website 3 entire meals to people in need.
Nice. That is awesome. Yeah, I did not catch that. That's fantastic. Yeah. Great, great stuff. You know, we love when companies like yours do something to give back like this. We have a lot of Dot Earth domain users that, you know, maybe plant a tree for each purchase that somebody does, but this is really, really cool.
Yeah. It's helping people who are really in need. And that's what we as entrepreneurs, we really need to do that. I mean, we are living in the new era now, what the Mayans call the golden era. And we cannot make business anymore as we have done in the last 50 years, because look where we have brought our planet to, you know. I mean, it's time for a big change, that we really take our responsibility and help the people in need and help the planet.
Absolutely. Yeah. And speaking of the planet, you know, baremedicine.earth, great URL. You guys use .earth as your domain. What made you choose .earth?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How'd you find it?
You know, I could even acquire at that time for quite a reasonable amount. I could acquire baremedicine.com, but I felt it absolutely had to be the Earth domain. And I am one of the really first ones. I mean, not one. I registered for the .earth domain more than a year and a half before it came on the market. So, you know, you could do the pre-registering phase many years ago. And I subscribed with my local host in Germany and 1.5 years ago for the baremedicine.earth. And what made me choose the Earth domain is because the product we are bringing to the people is a very earthly product. It's a product which comes out of the forest. It's a product which comes from the mountains. And it's a product literally from the soil, from the earth of our planet. So we could not have anything better than that domain. So this was absolutely our first choice. And again, I could have all kind of dot domains with the Bayer Medicine who were still available, but I prefer to wait even 1.5 years until the release to get the dot earth domain.
Wow, that's great. What a great story there and a great angle there. Speaking of Bayer Medicine, what does the future hold? What are your future plans? You're going to expand to more products, keep doing what you're doing, global domination in the chaga world? What's your plan there?
Yeah, the thing is, domination is a word which for me as a Buddhic practitioner is a very hard word, but I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Now, the thing is, the future is we are bringing, at the moment, we have two products. It's the Pure Chaga Super Multi Extract, and it's the Chaga Plus Mumio Multi Super Extract. And we have these two products in various sizes. So it's 30 daily servings, 60 daily servings, and 90 daily servings. Our product, generally, in Europe, we sell the products in a jar, and there is even a little crystal in the jar. And also, our labels are encoded and energized by a company called Divine Dot Tools. And that's practically a quantum physics breakthrough technology these guys invented, where they can encode with ultimate healing codes, labels, book covers, anything which is printable and anything which is digital. And so we have them encoding and programming all our labels. So meaning when the label is on the jar, these quantum physic energies are streaming practically all the time, emanating the power all the time on the product, on the chaga. And so the future is that we are bringing two more products in a couple of a few weeks. One is a quintessence elixir, which is a sublingual drops, chaga mumyo, which you put under the tongue and it immediately through a 20% volume alcohol, which is in there, goes directly into your blood system and gives you like a real super boost. And the other thing is that we will bring some pure mumyo in also worldwide a unique form, because usually the mumyo and the shilajit comes in a tar, a very hard tar, and we will bring it in a extract powder. Very nice to intake, while the tar is, yeah, not really comfortable to. So this is the near future. And obviously we are, for example, for all the listeners in the United States and Canada, we are at the moment negotiating with a company in North Carolina to take over our general distribution for the US. At the moment, we are shipping from Europe. We are doing it for quite reasonable money. So it's like $9.90 for the shipping fees.
Yeah.
However, if we ship it directly from the US, we have one big advantage. At the moment, we are shipping in bags. So we have little bags where we ship our product because shipping jars is quite expensive. But the moment we are starting to have a distributor in the US, we can ship jars. And that's also another thing, coming back to the dot earth domain and to looking at our planet, that we want to be, I mean, as absolutely environmental friendly as possible. So that's why we use glass. We don't use plastic, and we use paper bags and all these kind of things.
That's great.
And wow. So, sorry, quickly, it's like we are shipping to the US right now, but obviously Europe is at the moment our main market. And we definitely want to set foot quite strong in the US. There are some two good companies who are selling mushrooms, but they are doing different products. Yeah, they are doing more like consumer products that you would find at Whole Foods and things. We are going more into the market where health practitioners, my main clients are health practitioners. So it's my main clients are not consumers who buy online, but it's health practitioners who recommend the product to their clients and then do studies on them with all kind of different health issues.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense there because it really has some strong healing powers for sure.
Absolutely. And not just for humans. We have very, very good success for animals. We have very good success, for example, with dogs and even with horses. I have a company in Belgium and they are the leader in raw dog food. And they approached me because the owner himself, he takes the chaga. And he said, you know, I have this ill dog. Can we try it? And we tried it on the dog and it worked just so fantastic. It worked so fantastic. So the dog all of a sudden got golf ball big blisters on the body. And they went back and forth for 2 to 3 months to the veterinary clinic, and they could not do anything. They tried antibiotics and everything. And one morning, he was taking my chaga, and he looked at the dog sitting on the ground and said, "Hey, why can I not use it for my dog?" And so he used it, and after 20 days putting it into the dog meat, into the dog food, all the blisters were gone. And we have the same thing with horses. And so, long story short, this company asked me if they can have the exclusive rights. So I made for them, for the Benelux countries, an exclusive product, which is a chaga for animals and pets. It's a special programming with that Divine Tools breakthrough technology, especially encoded for pets and animals too. So again, an amazing product.
That is so cool. Wow. And you know, Bear, I know we've covered off on a lot of great stuff today, but my closing question is usually this one. Is there anything else to add today before we sign off? And again, really, really appreciate your time today.
Oh, you know, not really. I mean, I could talk, obviously, we have limited time and I could talk hours and hours about chaga. I'm definitely going to make some video blogs in the future if people are interested in going deeper into the knowledge of chaga. And yeah, please, you come and visit our website. It's www.bearmedicine.earth, www.bearmedicine.earth. Thank you very much, Matt, for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it very, very much. And wish you all the best with your shows and hope to talk to you soon.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much, Bear. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Bear Sourine, who is the founder of BearMedicine.Earth, which, as you heard, is a provider of really, really top-level, world-class chaga and mumio extracts. And Bear, thank you so much for your time today.
You're absolutely welcome, Matt. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.